Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 108, verses 1 and 2. My heart is confident in you, O God. No wonder I can sing your praises with all my heart. Wake up, lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. Isn't it wonderful when you can say you are totally confident about someone? Perhaps it's your doctor, your dentist, your plumber, or a friend. Without hesitation, you can commend them to someone else. You know they will never let anyone down. The reality, of course, is that they're also human, and however wonderful they might be, they might get sick, and they might forget. You cannot be 100% certain that they will be reliable. However, our confidence in God is wonderfully different. The psalmist was so confident of God that he burst into song. He knew God would never let anyone down, so he grabbed every instrument in sight and decided to wake up the day with his song. Martin Luther was a man who showed his confidence in God by courageously standing up against the church authorities of the time. It would have been so much easier to have kept quiet, but the idea of buying indulgences was abhorrent to him. If someone bought an indulgence to support the rebuilding of St. Paul's Basilica in Rome, it was said that their sins would be forgiven. Luther would have none of it. The God he knew graciously forgave those who came to him by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that the believer would stake his life on it 1,000 times. The Apostle Paul often spoke of his total confidence in God. That was why he was willing to take such extreme risks in his ministry. He wrote to the church in Rome, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love." If we are to stand strongly for God in a society which largely rejects him, we too need to have total confidence in him. The psalmist and Paul would encourage us to have just that. So let me ask you the most important question of all. Do you have total confidence in God? Now let's pray together. Lord God, our Father, we thank you that we can be certain of your love and goodness for time and for eternity. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.